Bickley and Murata. Mock My World.
Stop mocking me!
Brought to you by V's Barbershop.
Oh, Mock My World. We do it on Thursdays. We put our heads together for a little four-round snake-style draft on a predetermined topic. And then we put it up on Twitter to see who drafted the best team. Last week, most disappointing big-name Arizona sports additions. Transactions, acquisitions, however you want to frame it. I had the first pick, and I won going away. First time I've won in a really long time. Over 1,500 votes, man. People got into this round. I had 54% of the vote with Matt Leinart, Emmitt Smith, Shaq, and Madison Bumgarner.
I told you were going to win a blowout moments after it happened.
You did.
You put together an awesome team last week.
Thank you. Sometimes I'm a good general manager.
Yeah.
Good arrow was... Sarah was second with 25%. Jarrett third with 12%. Bick, 8.2%.
Good voter turnout, too.
That's one of the higher totals we've had, over 1,500 votes. This week's sort of a somber, non-frivolous edition of Mock My World, because yesterday, believe it or not, was the two-year anniversary of the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant and his daughter and all that perished in California in the helicopter crash. Can't believe it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
Jarrett put this together, and he prefaced it by suggesting this is kind of morbid, but I don't think it is. We're gonna frame this as celebratory.
Okay.
Celebrities who died young. Died too soon. Left us too soon. Sports, entertainment, the whole spectrum. In reverse order of last week's results. Bick, you get the first pick. Jarrett will go second. Sarah third. I will go fourth. And again, four rounds, snake style draft.
All right. With my first pick in the draft, this is not pandering because a photo is framed on my wall. The only athlete I have ever done that for, Pat Tillman, number one.
And that concludes this year's draft.
not necessarily.
Yes, but that is, I mean,
it's a great, great first pick.
And the way he died is it. Which is very significant.
Jarrett, you are up.
First I'm pick in your...
Yeah, well, I think it's harder than the first. There's so many choices. I'm going to go... Just because he's one of my favorite comedians of all time, Chris Farley.
Good one.
That is good.
Chris Farley...
I have no idea what his career would have been like had he lived to be an older guy, but it would have been interesting to see.
Yeah.
Sarah?
Yes. Unfortunately, there are a lot of, how do you phrase it, good picks here. I'm going to go with someone whose star was rapidly rising, and she unfortunately joined the, what did they call it, the 27 Club?
Oh, yeah.
Stars who die at 27 years old. I'm going to take Amy Winehouse.
It's a good
Very
pick.
Tragic.
Yeah, it really is.
Passing.
Terrible story.
I lied. This is kind of somber.
Yeah.
I'm going back to the 50s for this one.
Oh.
A cultural phenomenon.
The Big Bopper.
No.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
James Dean will be my first pick.
That's not who I thought you were.
That's a good pick. I hadn't forgotten about him.
Only starred in three movies.
The personification of
Is
cool.
that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Rebel Without a Cause, East of Eden, and Giant. The only three credits he has.
This. Wow.
Yeah. This is tough. I'm going to go music with my second pick, Jimi Hendrix.
I almost picked him number one.
Yeah. Sarah, back to you.
Okay. I am going to take someone who, when this person died, it was a global news story for the longest time and still is on the anniversary of her death, Princess Diana.
It's a good
36 Excellent years
pick.
Old.
Excellent pick.
Have you guys seen the movie, by the way?
No.
Spencer?
No, not yet.
Was
it good?
I heard it was excellent.
I have not
seen it.
I thought it was about the guy that fills in on updates, so I didn't see it.
Gosh, Jarrett.
That movie
You're
would
ridiculous.
Be outstanding.
Kristen Stewart as Spencer Keesman. Tremendous.
The role she was born to play, baby.
That's funny.
The wardrobe. Amazing.
She's really getting into it. She's learning how to golf.
He is a great golfer.
All right, who's golfer pick? Jarrett, your pick.
All right, I'm going to go stay in well, go back to music. I'm going to pick Kurt Cobain.
It's a good one.
From Nirvana. All right, I've got two picks, Vinny.
You do?
I'm going to go a couple of my favorite musicians. Tupac Shakur, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, number two.
Stevie Ray Vaughan is off the board.
I assume this guy is eligible, even though he's the inspiration for the...
Sure.
I'm going to go with Kobe Bryant. Even though he was retired at the time, it was still...
He's still just 41.
Who knows what his future career would have been, coaching or general managing, owning a team? What it would have been?
Documentaries. Didn't he just win an Oscar?
Oscar winner, that's right.
That is true. Sarah, your third round pick.
All right, I will take Paul Walker from the Fast and the Furious movie franchise, 40 years old.
That was a tragic story, too.
Yeah, it was pretty awful. Wow, this is the saddest segment. They're all bad.
Unfortunately, yes, they're all tragic. That's the theme of the thing.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go John Lennon to no reaction from the gallery. What?
No,
he was on my list.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of tweaking my own interpretation of this.
Oh.
And I'm going with a very recent death, and I'm picking Betty White.
Aww.
Even though she was 99 years old, she left us too soon.
Really?
I'm picking Betty White.
Oh, I was just joking.
That's pretty
funny.
Didn't
make it to 100, 2 weeks short. Wow.
I think we can round up.
No, that's...
We can give her the honor.
That's funny. I mean,
it is funny.
But it's
not. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but that's how beloved she was. It didn't matter how long she lived. It was going to be too soon.
Fair enough. All right.
That's true. Okay,
that could backfire in the voting. I get it.
I don't think it will. That takes it back to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I will take one that I am hoping a lot of our listeners know about. I'm taking Selena, the singer who was killed by her
fan club president.
Yeah.
What a tragic
Selena
story
Quintanilla,
that was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great movie, by the way.
Tremendous movie, yeah. And the Netflix series. Didn't quite reach movie levels, but I still really enjoyed it.
I didn't even know there was a Netflix series. Wow.
Oh, boy. There's so many left here, unfortunately. Do I go music, comedy, or politics? What do you think?
I think you make your own decision.
That's good.
That's the whole point.
I'm going to go with...
I think none of the above. I think you should go with... knitting.
I'm going to go with John Belushi.
Yeah, I knew you were going to pick John Belushi.
Bookend my Chris Farley pick.
Yeah, that's on brand for you.
Okay.
There's no doubt about that.
And Belushi was how old? Like, was he in his early
33. I wrote it down.
There are a lot of musicians left on... Is my pick?
Yes.
A lot of musicians left on the board here that I could go for, but I can't not take Len Bias.
Oh, yeah.
Second overall pick at 18 years of age.
He was that young?
Maybe I'm wrong about that.
There's so many left on the board.
He was 22.
22.
Still,
okay. 22,
just
wow.
Yeah. Whole life ahead of him.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger.
That's it, right?
Yeah. Heath Ledger.
Yeah. Janis Joplin.
Jim Morrison.
Phil Hartman.
JFK.
Roberto Clemente. But Roberto Clemente was 38, so he was pretty much close to the end. I had Robin Williams on my list, and then I double-checked that he was 63 when he died.
Are you insinuating that Roberto Clemente didn't need to live if he wasn't playing baseball?
No, but...
I'm not saying
it's
that.
It's dying young. It's interesting, too, because I was thinking the same thing. Like Chadwick Boseman, did he count Elvis?
Oh,
Elvis was in his 40s.
Oh, Chadwick Boseman is a great, great pick.
Dimebag Darrell, so the guitar player from Pantera.
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
So what politician were you going to pick?
JFK.
Yeah. RFK, JFK Jr. If it ends
any
in
of the FKs. Yeah.
Brittany Murphy.
All right, we got a break.
Yeah.
Oh,
Vic's
wow.
Got
really
Pat
do.
Tillman, Tupac, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Len Bias. Jarrett went with Chris Farley, Kurt Cobain, Kobe Bryant, and John Belushi. Sarah went with Amy Winehouse, Princess Diana, Paul Walker, and Selena, and my pick, my team of James Dean, Jimi Hendrix, John Lennon, and Betty White. That is this week's somber edition of Mock My World. We'll get this up on Twitter at Pickley_Murata.